hear jokers like me talking about having a fantastic intimate relationship with God. And it's easy to think to yourself, well, Bernie, my life's just not like that. I understand. But sometimes what's required is a leap of faith. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at your relationship with God from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet with a rather strange title, How God Could Use a Donkey Like Me. I'd love to send you a free copy as a powerful encouragement of the mighty things that God has planned for your life. One of my favourite movies of all time is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. It's the story of Indy, played by Harrison Ford, and his father, played by Sean Connery, going on an adventure to find the Holy Grail, the cup that Jesus drank out of on the night of the Last Supper. When they finally decipher the cryptic ancient maps and arrive at the amazing old temple kind of place where the Holy Grail is, Indiana Jones has to go through three dangerous tests: the breath of God, the word of God, and the path of God. The last one, the path of God, involves Indiana leaping from a place called the Lion's Head into what looks like this massive bottomless chasm. He stands there and wonders, what do I do next? And struggling with this, he realizes it's a leap of faith. Oh God, he cries, and you can hear his father in the background, who's been shot and he's dying. You must believe, boy, you must believe. And finally he does it. Indiana Jones takes that great leap of faith into the chasm, a leap that almost certainly will cost him his life. Now, I don't want to spoil the rest of the movie for you if you haven't seen it, but what Indiana Jones discovers is that what he saw from the edge of that precipice at the Lion's Head as being this massive bottomless cavern that he couldn't possibly jump across, well, it wasn't what it seemed. So often that's the case in life. So often in life we stand on the edge looking down, realizing we can't cross it, and the only thing to do is to stay there where we are. But for Indiana Jones, that wasn't an option. His father was dying, and the one thing that could save Dad was the Holy Grail on the other side of this uncrossable chasm. And when the status quo is no longer an option, the only other alternative is to take a leap of faith into the unknown and discover whether the uncrossable is crossable. There are people in this world who right now are standing on the edge of that precipice. And the status quo is no longer an option. They hunger, they thirst for an intimacy with God. They long in their hearts, they ache to be close to God. But the chasm is uncrossable. They know, they've tried, they've failed over and over and over again. I want to be close to God, but how do I get close? How? It's the Indiana Jones dilemma. At the end of the day, there's only one option, and that is taking a leap of faith. But just like Indiana, we look down at the precipice and think, oh God, surely this is not possible. Surely I'm going to fail. But then, when we're standing on the edge of the precipice, things are not always what they seem. What God calls us to is a leap of faith. Doesn't matter how long we sit on that ledge wondering, we're not going to know until we take that leap of faith. A leap in his direction. The decision to stay on the edge of the precipice is like a barrier to being close to God. I mean, the precipice is a barrier too, but imagine just for a moment that the precipice isn't what it seems. Imagine for a moment that there's a bridge across, a bridge that we can't see by staying there on the edge, a bridge that we can only know by taking the leap of faith. Have you ever asked yourself, exactly what is faith? God tells us, it's in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, sitting on the edge of the precipice. Faith is the thing that makes you take the leap, because in your heart you believe there's a way across. Faith breaks the inertia. Faith knocks down the barrier. Now, faith is almost always accompanied by fear of failure, because we're trusting in something we can't see. People make this mistake. They think that because they're afraid, they don't have faith. But you know, for me, whenever God's asked me to step out in faith, into that chasm, into that thing that I just can't possibly see how I'm going to get across, to do something that I can't do, there's almost always fear. And for many people, stepping out and believing that they can be close to God, well, there's a huge fear of failure. Well, it's never worked before. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. It's God's decision to do it this way. It's God's decision to hide the path across. Oh, we can see the path with our minds. We can read the Bible. We can see that Jesus is that path. We can see that he is that bridge. We can see that he is the way because he paid for our sin on the cross. His sacrifice, the shedding of his blood, is what brings us close to God. We can read that. We can process it. We can understand it with our minds. But so often it doesn't make sense in our hearts. See, in our hearts, we have to take that leap of faith. In our hearts, we need to decide, you know something? I'm just going to believe that this bridge is there, that I can be close to God. I know I've failed in the past. I know that it seems impossible. I know that I couldn't possibly be good enough to be close to God. But I am going to believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to the Father. I know that I can't see it with my heart. And I know I don't understand how this is going to happen. But in my heart, I'm going to hunger. I'm going to thirst. I'm going to seek God, and I'm just going to believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. In fact, I would rather spend the rest of my days hungering and thirsting and seeking than just sitting here on this stupid ledge. You get what I'm saying? Maybe in your life you've wanted to be close to God for so long and it just hasn't happened. I believe that through his word, God is calling some people today just to believe. Just to believe simply, like a child, that God wants to be close to us. Don't you realize that God yearns jealously for the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? And I truly believe there are some people today, maybe it's you, you have to make that decision of faith, that leap of faith in their hearts, that leap that says no matter what the cost, no matter how risky it is, no matter how much I fear failure, I am going to take this leap of faith in God. And when we do, all of a sudden we discover that the chasm is not what it seemed, that there is a bridge that we couldn't see by sitting on that ledge, that we could only feel under the soles of our feet when we leapt out and walked on. You know, it's easy to look around at other people and come to the conclusion that their lives are so much better than ours. God's doing mighty things in them and through them, but me? Nah, he could never do that with me. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet. It's called How God Could Use a Donkey Like Me. For years, people have been on my back to share more of my journey from being on the verge of taking my own life to where I am now. It's about the mighty things that God can do in our lives. And I've written it with the prayer and the hope that it'll be a powerful encouragement to you of the mighty things that God has planned for your life. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.